Blog Talk Radio.
Time for Tuffy Moore with Championship Bull Riding. Thanks for listening to CBR Mondays on Cutting Up Radio.
And good evening, and thanks for joining us right here on Cutting Up Radio for CBR Mondays. We are really excited that you all are joining us this evening. Tonight, we're featuring Nutty Jerry's in Winnie, Texas, owned by Jerry Nelson, who is a proud sponsor of our special guest, the current 2012 CBR World Champion, Josh Barentine. We want to thank his amazing sponsor because, you know, it's so important that these sponsors get recognized, and we want to thank them for and let them know that we appreciate their contributions in empowering these athletes such as Josh to achieve greatness through opportunities that the sport of bull riding provides here at Championship Bull Riding. So make sure you check out Southeast Texas' largest entertainment complex that offers entertainment for all ages by visiting their website at nuttyjerrys.com. And also frontierrodeo.com. Now, joining me this evening is my Texas woman, as you all know, Ms. Cicely Cross, who is the proud owner of Cowboy Crossroads as well. Want to make sure that you guys check out Cowboy Crossroads. They pride in carrying the latest in cowgirl attire and lots of other great things for any other girl, for that matter wise. And here's Cicely. Hey, Sis.
Hi, how are you guys?
So I'm just promoting everybody tonight.
Whew. Well, I'm on the end trying to promote my other self. I've been working on adding photos for the last 3 hours to my actual website. So, yeah, it's up and going, and in about a week, everything will be up and added on there. So thanks for promoting it.
Absolutely. Make sure our listeners check you out at cowboycrossroads.com. The website is up. And also like them on Facebook as well. And also Cicely has a fan page too, so make sure you click like as well. And guess what? Today, our current 2012 Championship Bull Riding World Champion, Mr. Josh Barentine, got an official page on Facebook as well. So make sure that you mosey over there and like that. And now joining us, without further
ado,
is our friend Josh. Hey, Josh.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Are you recovering from this amazing win?
Yeah, you can call it that, I guess. I'm still overwhelmed. Excited.
I bet. How exciting. Well, you know, you were on the show a few weeks back, and we discussed the moment then, and it was a dream. Well, now it's a reality. Tell us how you feel.
It was pretty good. Pretty happy and a lot of money quick over overnight change. You know, it's kind of everything set in, I guess, because just happened so quick like that. You know, I knew I could do it, but it don't really set in until after it's all done with, you know.
Right. So tell us about the last ride that crowned you the world champ.
The last night was pretty exciting. I went in there having a good draw for my second round bull. So I think I rode him that I was probably going to be some points only, 90 or better. And I went and I done that. Then that's when it started kind of coming to me, thoughts and stuff, you know, just relax, stay cool, and ride my short round bull. And I knew everything would plan out like I wanted it to. So the short run came and it started raining and stuff. So then.
It wasn't just raining, it was flooding.
It was pretty wet. Everybody's putting plastic bags over their bull ropes and gloves and stuff, you know. And then I had a good draw. I knew the bull I had. So I rode him when I was 92 and. World champion next.
Okay, so let me give you the other scenario of it, because for those of people who know Josh, knows that he doesn't get too excited about anything. And, I mean, I literally was over there about to vomit off the backside of the announcer stand, because the last few years, as everybody knows, we've all known who the world champion was going into our CBR World Finals the past few years. And so the whole year, and you, Christina, you know as well as anybody, I mean, every week that we've been on the radio show, you know, I talked about all these rookies coming up and are all these new guys on tour, and that, you know, it was going to be an exciting year. And I've watched a lot of bull riding in my life, and I don't think I've ever seen an event so as exciting as the finals. What Josh hasn't told you, and of course this all airs starting next Sunday on Fox, so everybody can see it play out. But so the first night that he rode, well, he Luis bucked off because he was sitting first, and he narrowed it down to 74 points. And so it was 74 points difference. Josh was still in second. Second night rolls around. Josh rides his bull. How many were you, Josh? I don't even remember. 90-something. 91.
Yeah.
Yeah, 90-something. And I'm having to deal with all the numbers, you know, dealing with all of this, trying to calculate everything. And Luis was after Josh, and he bucked off, but the bull had hipped himself, so they gave him a re-ride. So at that point, Josh was ahead up until then. Well, he got the re-ride and rode and was 86 and a half points. But it took an 88 to make it back to the short round. So it was narrowed down to 54 points. So no matter what,
wow,
Josh had to ride that bull to win the world championship. And like he said, it was pouring down rain. And they drafted their bulls for the short round. So he was second to pick behind Wesley. So he got top of the pick in the bulls. And so he knew, but I knew all along, I've picked on Josh the whole time because he's such kind of a quiet guy, you know, and all year long. And, you know, we talked about him, you know, going into the finals. And he told me back a few weeks ago, probably 3 or 4 weeks ago before the finals. And I said, you're going to have to suck it up and come a riding at Cheyenne. And he says, don't worry, I got it. I said, okay. And I knew when we were in the alleyway Friday or the first night, Monday night, getting ready for the opening, I don't think I've ever seen him so focused ever all year long. When we were getting ready for introductions, he was just zoned in on this one area, and like nothing else around in the whole arena mattered. He was just zoned in, and I knew then, I was like, okay, he's really going to, you know, really be tough this weekend, and he was. And listen, I mean, just the stats on the event alone, there were 19 90-plus point rides in the 2 days. The lowest score of the entire event was 86 and a half. It took an 88 to make it back to the short round. They rode 18 bulls the first night and rode 18 bulls in the long round the second night, and 7 bulls in the short round, and the lowest score in the short round was 90 points, if that tells you anything.
Wow.
It was unbelievable. It really was. Like, I mean, I seriously was almost... I was almost sick, and I never get that way.
So, Josh, what was going through your head? I mean, when you knew you had to ride that bull and you could not fall off, how did you prepare yourself for that? What was going through your head?
Oh, I just was like, hell yeah, I get to prove a point right now that I am pretty I'm pretty bad. Right. That was the coolest part about the whole finals, knowing that I had to ride my bull. Like, it didn't matter. I mean, if I bucked off, I lost. If I rode, I was a champ. So I was going out, you know, fighting, coming out for a 90-point bull ride. And I didn't have to be 90 probably to win it, but that's how I wanted to end it, you know.
An awesome way to end it, okay? You couldn't have planned it any better.
Yeah, so not only did he win our world championship, he won our year-end Horizon Finals, which our title, is another 20,000 added on, and he won second in the event, a half a point behind Wesley Silcox. So needless to say, he racked up with a lot of money last weekend.
And
I would say so.
Do what? Oh, yeah. And the Calcutta. You bought yourself in the Calcutta, did you?
Well, three of us, me, Bryce Cooper, and Wes Bruce.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, so he had a lucky weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It was a fun weekend.
It was so exciting.
I mean, the money
was
good, too, but strapping on a world champion buckle, that's way better than the money, you know?
Yeah. So are you
and that beautiful saddle.
Or do you have it? Are you wearing the buckle, or you have it, like, on a stand?
No, I got it on my belt. I'm wearing it right
awesome.
Now.
Awesome. I often was wondering, you know, do you guys, like, let it be pretty for a while, or do you just throw it on? So,
no, I'm going to
right
throw it
away?
Off. No, the saddle's sitting in the living room. Jason, he's probably riding it right now, if I had to guess. He's been riding
it since we got home. The saddle was beautiful. If anybody didn't see the pictures, they can go check it out at on CBR Facebook page. It was beautiful.
Now, hey, who made the saddle?
Juan Andrade. He's actually out of Mexico, and but he actually comes to a lot of the events. He's always at our Del Rio events, and he makes buckles and different things, but he made that specifically for our world champion, which we've never given a world champion saddle away. And I think they're going to do an article on it later and put it on the website. But you don't know how much detail was in that saddle. I mean, every concho was a cinch, CBR concho. You know, the girt straps were, you know, actual buckles. I mean, just beautiful, beautiful saddle.
Wow.
He said it's probably it was the best saddle he's ever made. Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Awesome. Okay, so tell us, Josh, how did you celebrate?
How did I celebrate? I didn't really get to celebrate as much as I wanted to because my bull hooked me underneath my vest when I was coming off of there, and it hooked me in my ribs, and I think I said they broke right now, but they hurting pretty darn good. But I didn't celebrate. I didn't really get drunk or nothing like that. Me and my girlfriend and my little boy and her mom went to a motel and hung out in the lobby for a little while, trying to breathe still.
And then he had a world champion photo shoot the next morning, so he had to look bright-eyed and bushy-tailed the next morning.
Yeah, I didn't want to go in there looking like I was drunk.
Yeah.
I was drunk, couldn't walk, stumbling around. So I tried to be best I could.
Awesome. Now, tell us... how did you prepare for the ride after ride with your mind all set on the world championship? You know, it's all a mental game here, you know. How did you prepare your mental state for it?
Well, I didn't really think about the world championship until the last bull, but I just kept telling myself that it's just another bull ride, and, you know, nothing to get worked up over, you know, just stay calm and cool and relax. And just hang out with my friends until it was time for me to nod, you know.
Uh-huh.
It was my turn to ride. So I really didn't think about it a whole lot. I didn't make no pressure on myself. I just having fun, being thankful I get to ride in Cheyenne at the World Finals, you know.
That's
the first time anything like that ever happened, and everybody wants to ride in Cheyenne. You know, that it was the CBR Finals, so that made it even better. So it really, it didn't put no pressure on me. I was just happy to be there. So that's why I rode all three of my bulls, because I was relaxed and calm and having fun doing what I love.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, you know, for so many, I mean, I guess when I was on, I was updating the website, and every time the scores would start coming through, and then I didn't hear from Cicely or whoever was posting, I was thinking, oh, no, something's up. And the excitement was just so, I mean, it was just like, crazy exciting, and to see the scores, I've got to tell you, these are the highest scores this week at a finals I've ever seen. Honestly, it was like high scores, consistent high scores over and over and over and over. The bulls were fantastic.
It was crazy. You know, of course, it was the top 17 bull teams on the second day. Well, actually, after the first day, and I sat there and I told every one of them, and I even told the guys in the riders meeting, I said, y'all outdid yourself yesterday, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I'd already told everybody, there's no way that they can top that. And I personally will be the first to admit that I never thought that they would ride as many bulls the second day as they did the first day. Well, they proved me wrong. And I think they were all just feeding off of each other. But then it was so crazy. I mean, it was like everyone was engulfed in it because, I mean, it started pouring down rain. And, I mean, not a one of those fans in the stands moved. It was like they were just, you know, glued to it. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. I can't wait to see it play out on TV. And if you saw some of the photos that our photographer Todd Brewer posted on our CBR Facebook page. I mean, they're just unreal. I mean, it was absolutely, I mean, it was amazing.
It was. I got to tell you. I was so excited. And then when Josh would ride and we'd be woohoo and everything on Facebook and we'd be texting everybody and oh my gosh, we were screaming in Tennessee, let me tell you. But but Josh, we have a couple of fan questions. One is, how did you get into bull riding?
Bull riding, that come along with being a kid and working around a ranch with my dad and him. And so just riding when I was a calves and stuff, you know, just brought up into it. All it was.
Awesome. Now another question is, how do you practice?
Shoot, I don't practice no more. Yeah. By now, if you ain't got it down by now, then you might as well hang it up.
Right.
But, I mean, there is a way to practice. I mean, you can go and get on practice bulls, or I mean, if I had to say I practice now, I'll just go in the house and watch a DVD of bull riding, of somebody making good bull rides, you know,
mm-hmm.
just watching it, making a memory deal, you know. But I don't practice no more. I practice out there at the rodeo.
Right. Now, who are some of the bull riders that you look up to or that you enjoy watching their skills?
I would say, like, Chris Shivers, Jim Short, Tuff, Mike White, all them boys that was in the late 90s, you know,
mm-hmm.
early 90s and 2000, you know, somewhere around there when I was growing up watching bull riding. It'll be them.
Okay, the next fan question is, why do you think you have such a knack for riding bulls?
Do what?
Why do you think you have such a knack for riding bulls? Why do you think you love it, I guess?
Yeah, I just like riding. I like the whole atmosphere about it when you get to these big shows now, you know, all the fans and great bulls, money. I just like the whole atmosphere. It's just me.
Now, is a good bull riding more luck or skill?
I would have to say skills. Luck, you know, that's not really, you don't get lucky all the time. You know, most
right.
of the time you got skills, you know how to do it. So when people just block things out and just do it, that makes a good bull riding.
And what were all the prizes that you won for winning the world championship? I know we discussed some, money. And we discussed the saddle, and we discussed the buckle. What else did you get?
Sure. A lot of accomplishments and just big confidence building out of the whole deal, you know? That's what it really meant more than anything. Now I can sit back and be like, all right, now I can compete every year and be a world champion. I just got to do it time after time, you know?
Right.
So more of just a confidence builder. I mean, everything's nice, you know, saddles, the buckles, the money, you know. I'm proud of every bit of it, but it's more of just a relief now, you know, knowing that
I've
done it.
Now you know you're a world champion, you know. You've reached this goal, you know. What is your goal moving forward?
I want to do it consecutively. You know, I want to be the champ next year and the next and the next. You know, I'm going to go in and every year wanting to be the world champ. I mean,
so when is enough enough?
Shoot, I don't know. I guess I'll cross that bridge when I get there.
Not anytime soon then, huh?
I mean, it's not going to be next year, tomorrow, or 10, you know, it might be 10 years
right?
from now.
That's
you
cool.
know, and the thing was, is I mean, it was definitely a riding competition. I mean, it wasn't
yeah.
anybody was just handed the world championship buckle. I mean, he earned it, and like, I mean, they rode it out until the very last ride. You know, and it, I mean, Donnie Gay, I thought he was going to jump on top of me. He was next to me, and I was in a huddle with my printer and computer in my lap because it was flooding down. And, you know, to say the least, they should have had a camera on us in the announcer stand.
yeah. Yeah.
But it was definitely, you know, I mean, you know, Josh came out strong at the beginning of the year and stayed in first for quite some time and then kind of lost his ground. And, you know, even the TV show last night from Lafayette on TV, you know, feature him and, you know, talking about him laying off for a few years from the hurricane and, you know, and him coming back. And, I mean, you know, it's kind of just a, you know, comeback story. And I remember, you know, Andy Carter and I were talking about it this week, and he says, you know, it's so funny sitting back listening. He said, you know, he said hardly anybody really kind of knew or had heard of Josh Tiny, he said, until last year at the Horizon Finals when he blew all of them out of the water, and everybody's like, who the heck is Josh Barentine? And I said, well, you better watch, because he's, you know, and you know, right then, I mean, he took the season and pretty much stayed that way. And then, you know, it kind of flip-flopped over there kind of toward the end of the season. But then, you know, at the end, you know, he came on top. And, I mean, it was just a great season. I mean, I can't say enough about Cheyenne. I hope that for the people who weren't there, the TV gives the event the justice that it needs, because, I mean, we had people there from the Calgary Stampede, from Reno, you know, from all Denver, all these different rodeo committees. And, I mean, not only them, the Cheyenne committee themselves came up, and they all were like, we have never in our life seen an event that good. And, I mean, I know I'm going on and on, but, I mean, it was just crazy. You know, it was unbelievable. Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
hats off to the guys for riding so well.
Yeah, I mean, but you have experienced event after event. How is this different from any other event, Cicely? I mean, you know, you've seen it. And then, Josh, I'm going to ask you the same question. So, Cicely.
Well, you know, one thing from that was so exciting, especially there, more so the short round than anything, was because we took 17 guys back to the short round, and probably the first eight guys bucked off. And then it was Aaron Pass who came out and, you know, made the first ride. And it was like once he made that ride, then the rest of them just kept riding and kept riding. And, you know, it was one would go ahead half a point, and then the next one would ride and go ahead a half a point, and then the next one would ride and go ahead a half a point, you know. And then the other story, besides the whole world champion race, because we knew if Josh rode that it was over with. I mean, there was no way, and he ended up winning by 314 points. So that was over. But then it came down to the whole race, too, between, you know, you got three world champions that ended up first, second, and third. You got Wesley Silcox, who ended up winning the event, Josh, who won second, and J.W. Harris, who was third. So, you know, it was, you know, and on top of that, on the night before, J.W. had, him and Wesley both had 92.5 points. J.W. got the higher marking on the back by half a point, and so he got to ride the bonus bull, which was Rope and Dreams of Danny Reagan, and rode and won a Mahindra tractor. So, I mean, it's just story after story after story, you know,
right,
that came out of that event, you know, and hats off to the stock contractors, too. I mean, that was the top 17 bull teams in the world that competed there for the, you know, million-dollar bull team event, and the James Gang ended up winning first with Mike Ross in second and Greg Talbert third. But I think, now, Josh, refresh my memory, you had the bull that you picked in the short round, am I correct?
Yeah.
Tell him about what you said about picking that bull. He got second pick, so he got to pick basically anything he wanted out of the short round.
Yeah, I could have picked probably some other bulls in there that might have been a little bit easier to ride, I would say, or cowboy friendly. But Mike Rawson got some good bulls, and I've been on his bulls before, and you ride them, you're going to be 88 to 90 plus on them. And my traveling partner and guys, he rode Lumberjack back in Dodge City in the first round, I think it was, for like 91. So, and I've seen him all year long at different bull rides, and it's the same thing. He just got kick and drop and spins, and he's more rider friendly too. But if you stub your toe, you're going to buck you off. But if you're riding, you're going to be 90. And I knew caliber guy I was, and being in Cheyenne, being in the short round, it just had to go for something good, you know, so that's why I picked him.
Okay, so tell us, what is cowboy-friendly bull?
Oh, one that you're going to ride. Yeah, don't sound that good, but just one that that really don't have no tricks to him. Come on, duck one way, belly roll, and come around the other way and leave you hanging. cowboy friend is more like just jump, kick, then turn back, and just really good to ride. But if you mess up one of those slightly moves, you know, he's going to throw you off, but you can be 90 on. That's the kind of bulls I like.
Cool. Very cool. That is so exciting. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you know, just being at Cheyenne, the whole environment is just awesome, you know. And
yeah,
to have you guys being there and bringing a new concept to the whole thing was pretty exciting in itself, you know. I mean, I'm sure the fans loved it. What about the fans? Did y'all have a lot of fun with the fans?
Yeah. A lot of autographs signing and stuff.
They were all on their feet, like
drowned
little ducks standing up yelling. And I don't really, to be honest with you, I don't really know everything. It's kind of sunk in with Josh, as people who are on my Facebook. When as soon as he came out of the arena, well, he came there behind the announcer stand, and Donnie was trying to holler at him. And I said, hey, look, you know, I'm all about taking pictures. So I took a picture and said, no, you hold that finger up because you're number one. So I don't really think that it had kind of all sunk in yet until he kind of went out there. But, you know, we couldn't be more pleased at the CBR to have him as our champ. First CBR champion from Louisiana for the CBR.
Yay!
And I think he's going to do a great job and represent the CBR, you know, well this year. And that's what I told him. I texted him after I headed home, and I said, well, I just want to tell you congrats one more time, but guess what? You're going to be hearing from me a lot more this year.
And now we're going to bug you all the time, Josh. You're going to
That's right.
I don't
know. Well, Josh, you know, when we watched the show this weekend, and, you know, we experienced the same hurricane. However, Houma, Louisiana was a little bit closer to the eye. And let me tell you, that whole storm affected not only individual communities. You know, we moved up to Talisheek, you know, that's where we were going to stay until the hurricane passed, and then they said, St. Tammany Parish, you've got to go. So we left too, and, you know, it was the whole concept of the hurricane affected everybody in the state and surrounding states. It was just a wow factor, you know, and seeing that brought back so many memories because we lost our home, we lost our pets. It was horrible. So, you know, seeing that, I think you gave fans the insight to adversity as an athlete. You know, you go through things and you still have that mental mentality that you know you got to do what you got to do. And, you know, I commend you for that. That's awesome. I mean, you know, because a lot of people would have just gave up and, you know, but you didn't. And, you know, I think it's so amazing how the CBR is really focusing on you as an athlete. All of you athletes of the CBR, and really the lifestyle that you guys live, you're real. You know, you're not performing as another person. You're always Josh Valentine, just another bull, you know. And I love that. That's what the Western lifestyle is supposed to perceive. You know, you guys don't act this out. It's all, you get what you see when you see it. And, you know, I think that's what people need to realize more and respect more, so. Hats off to you. So I thought that was a touching moment because it also affected, you know, our family as well. And seeing that, it brought tears to my eyes. I just want you to know that. But anyway, of course, as I did right before the show, I mentioned your amazing sponsors, one. But do you have any other sponsors that you would like to thank?
Sure. I'd like to thank all the sponsors for the CBR since Mahindra Tractors, Evan Williams, Henry Rifle, everybody that I probably ain't going to say because I don't know all the sponsors. So, everybody. Wes, Bruce, Sicily, I mean, everybody does good, and everybody for the CBR, you know. Thank you, everybody. Fans, everybody that's listening.
Matt, and you want to mention all your personal sponsors and parents? We've got to talk about your parents because I know they had to be so excited to see you win the world title.
They was there, so that was exciting. Jessica, Kason, her mom was there, so there was probably, it probably sunk into them before it sunk in to me, you know?
Yeah, what about your little boy?
He was
testing
happy,
the saddle out.
Yeah, He
was all over the place, but he was worn out.
Yeah.
That's so cute. I know they posted a photo of him on the saddle. It was really cute.
Thanks.
Yeah, he was busy. He was having him a good time.
Awesome. Well, you know, we want to remind all of our listeners that you now have an official Facebook page. Aline shared that with me today, and so we want to invite all of our listeners to go check that out. Also, you know, we had, I think it was Scott Mendez that we had on the show the other day, and Scott mentioned something to me that really kind of opened my eyes and heart to a subject matter. And he was telling me, and I'm not going to mention organizations here, but, you know, as athletes, he totally hands down put the CBR on top, talking about how you guys as athletes, individuals, help one another, pull your rig in, whatever the case may be, a bull rope, whatever you're doing. No matter what, there's always someone around to help you. Have you ever had any problems with anyone not wanting to help pull your rope?
No, honestly, not really. Everybody's pretty good friends. You know, everybody helps each other, you know, picking up people from airports, you know, detouring 100 miles to go pick somebody up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to help each other out.
How important is that person pulling the rope?
As long as they can pull it tight enough, that's all I care.
Right.
I mean, it can be anybody. It could be you, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, anyway, it's the rider that
you're not going to want to say that.
I mean, pretty much, just pull it.
Yeah.
Don't say stop, but that's it.
Well, that's good to know, you know, because when he shared some stories, y'all, if you get an opportunity, go listen to the interview that Tammy did on Wednesday last week with Scott Mendez and, I mean, not Scott. What is, help me, Cicely.
Tony?
Mendez.
Tony?
Tony.
I think it was
Tony.
Scott she had on there, wasn't it?
Did she have Scott? I don't know who she had. Anyway,
I thought she
Mendez.
Did.
Because
I think it was Scott.
His brother has the little, the food thing in Texas, right?
Oh, I don't know about all
here
that.
Here we
now.
Go. Okay, here we go. Okay, well, anyway, just go listen to last Wednesday's show. But anyway, he was talking about competing. He competed with CBR. I think it was Tony, maybe. He competed at the
CBR.
Well,
if he was competing, it was Tony, because Scott's
okay,
not competing
all right,
anymore.
It's Tony then. So,
yeah.
My bad. It was Tony Mendez. Anyway, it was an amazing show, okay? If you don't like drama, don't listen to it, because, I mean, he laid it all out. We lost him a couple of times, but let me tell you, if you want to listen to a downright, straight up, truth, to the point, every detail, go listen. I learned so much from that interview. I was rooting for him for president. I mean, serious. It was amazing. I mean, he talked about just what bull riders go through and just how horrible certain situations were. And, you know, and he's been in this for a long, long time, you know. And when I was listening to that, I was thinking about you as a, you know, like Josh is one of the younger guys that are coming into this. Are they going to have to experience that stuff? I mean, I was thinking, what can I do to prevent these younger guys to have to experience those types of things and make sure that, you know, I mean, it was crazy. But if you listen to the show, you'll know exactly why I'm talking the way I'm talking. It was the most amazing show. And I just had to really, I was in awe moments the whole time because I just couldn't believe what he was saying. And I thought, you know, I'm going to ask some athletes when they come on my show now, are you abused? Does nobody pull your rope? No, I'm just kidding. No, but seriously, you know, listening to that, I had to ask that question because I just can't imagine, you know, I've never seen that where you had issues with someone, you know, you needing someone to pull your rope. But let me tell you.
We really don't, I was just going to say, and y'all hear me say time and time again, I mean, at our deal, I mean, most everybody, I mean, it's a big family. I mean, we all get along for the most part and, you know, everybody just kind of hangs out and has a good time with everybody. So it's not a, you know, big political issue or fight between the guys over at our deal.
Well, you'll never watch another bull riding event other than the CBR after listening to that interview. I guarantee you.
Well, that's good.
Oh, but anyway, Josh, it's always an honor to have you on the show. As you know, we're going to bug you now, and then you know what? If we keep having you on the show, you're going to talk more and more, and then you're going to have to start co-hosting with Cicely and I.
Might take
another year,
but we'll get there.
As long as we pay you money, you'll be in, won't you?
I'd say if we allow him to say anything.
There you go.
Oh, well, Josh, thank you so much. And I'll be calling you to do radio IDs and all that good stuff for 2013, because I'm sure you're going to be rocking 2013. And, hey, Cicely, when does 2013 start? Right around the corner?
We start again this next week. That's right. We're ready to go.
Wow. Well, good luck, Josh.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Josh.
Tell all of my family there. Hello.
Go roll in your money.
I will.
Don't forget, you owe us a margarita when we see you next time.
Oh, yeah. Two of them, probably.
You don't want us to be drunk now.
That's all right.
We're just picking on you. We got to make you laugh, Josh, okay? Laugh, Josh.
I am laughing.
Right.
I've been laughing the whole time listening to y'all.
And now we're going to have to come up with Tennessee and Texas women together.
There you go.
They'll shut the TV network down. All right, hon. Well, have a good evening. Thanks, Josh, so much.
Thank y'all.
Thanks, Josh. Bye-bye.
Such a great guy. Wow.
He is. And listen, I mean, it's just like I said, I mean, it has been such a great year watching those guys fight it out to the bitter end. I mean, to the very last ride, because, I mean, it could have gone either way. And it was so exciting. Like I said, I mean, I've watched a lot of bull riding in my life, and I don't know that I've ever been, I mean, I was literally almost sick in my stomach. It was so exciting.
A bit. Wow.
It really
was. When did you leave, Cheyenne?
I left on Wednesday evening, coming back, and got back and had to come back and get ready, finalize everything from 12 and get ready. We had entries on Thursday for our next event coming up, which will be in Castle Rock, Colorado, on August the 9th, and then we have another event on August the 10th. So we're full force ahead right now.
Awesome. So how did any injuries at Cheyenne that we need to be made aware of?
We did not have anybody get injured, luckily. I mean, with all those rides, it was great. Of course, you know, JW won the tractor. Wesley, you know, came out of nowhere and rode three bulls in a row, which I've not seen him ride like that in probably 2 or 3 years. Just unbelievable rides. So he was really excited. I'm proud for him, you know, for that. Congrats to Greg Talbert. He won Bull of the Year with Bugle. And our 2012 CBR Stock Contest of the Year with Billy Jones, with Box K. And, you know, Billy's been to almost every one of our events. He usually takes some of the extra bulls and the ripped bulls on and off at, you know, every event throughout the year, helps produce some Horizon events. And, you know, he's never won that award, so congrats to him. He was pretty excited to him. So, actually, he's a little shocked.
Right.
And then we had our awards program where we awarded all those on Sunday prior to the event. And Matt Noble was the recipient of the Terry Williams Excellent Awards. So that was pretty neat. He got a standing ovation. Matt, not a lot's ever said about Matt Noble, but he's producing a Horizon event in Belvedere, Illinois in a couple of weeks. And he's the one who is the guru behind our arena getting set up. Last year I sat there and, well, I didn't really get to sit there, but I did watch them on and off last year thinking, how are they going to get this arena set up at Cheyenne in this length of time? And they set it up the first night last year in, I think, an hour and 15 minutes. The second night there last year, they set it up in an hour and 11 minutes. And our first night this year, they set it up in 55 minutes. And that's from dirt. I mean, the dirt was there, so ground up, the full entire arena, bucking chutes, everything in 55 minutes. It's pretty amazing to watch them do that.
Did they film it so that we can watch
it? Oh, yeah.
Whatever
they do.
Called.
They had a QuickTime camera on it. Yeah.
Cool. Awesome.
And it's just all pretty amazing, the whole event there and everything that goes on with that event. You know, I can't say enough about it, you know, to all the crew at the CFD and Scott Davis and all his hard work and tough getting the Bulls together and just, you know, they about run me ragged there. I was stretched to the end with about 3 hours of sleep every night. And it was, you know, when you work that hard and then you see an event like that, it's well worth all the time that you put into it to see the product. So we definitely couldn't be more proud in what we had to show there. So we're excited about 2013. And the other thing that I got to be a part of, which was so awesome in Cheyenne, was the 8 Seconds to Glory Western Wishes red carpet gala. And with all the Western Wishes kids, and Tuff was a part of it also with Luke Perry and Stephen Baldwin. And it was an unbelievable night. You know, some of the stories of the kids, you know, that have passed on, and the ones who are struggling now, and the ones who are survivors of you know, illnesses and remission, and, you know, just some of the stories of the things that Tuff and Luke and Stephen Baldwin have done themselves, you know, leading up to next year's 20th anniversary of the movie. And it was a very touching event. Soon, I'm sure Todd Brewer, our photographer, will have lots more pictures added up. Everything's just been so crazy. But it was such a great event, fundraiser for Western Wishes and the CBR being a part of that. And It was great. Actually, they were there beyond rodeo with Susie Dobbs and Hadley Barrett were there filming that event. So it will be on one of the Beyond Rodeo shows coming up soon.
Oh, awesome. Very cool.
Yeah.
So very, and that's awesome. On RFDTV, I think.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes, it is. Oh. It is.
Very cool.
It
now,
is.
Fox Sports Network will be airing this Sunday, correct? And we're going
this
to be at
Sunday. Yes, do not. If you don't watch, if you haven't watched any of them, and don't plan on watching any of them, this is the one to watch. This Sunday will be the first of the two because it's made into two shows, obviously, because it was two nights. So this Sunday will be the first round, and then the following Sunday will be the final round when they crown Josh as a CBR World Champion. So, you know, only a week delayed in the. And then they will. Then after Cheyenne ends, then they'll start back over with the beginning, saving the beginning of the season for 12, re-airing all the events in case anybody missed them. And CBR will run every Sunday on Fox Sports Network. So,
and I've got to tell you, it's the best show. I mean, 90 minutes, honey. It's amazing. You know, it's like. The stories, like the one this past weekend. I mean, I love the details that you guys give. I mean, this is real life. These are real athletes that when they're not bull riding, they're going home, they're being fathers, they're being husbands. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
I mean,
to be able to see that, it's just phenomenal.
It is, you know, I mean, it's just you know, there's a lot more added into the show with that 30 extra minutes that they give us. And, you know, it's just... It actually, you know, brings the fans who don't know the riders closer to a rider. So when they do come to events, you know, then they're there, you know, to feel like that they already know who they are.
Right.
So.
Right. I mean, and you do. You feel like you know them, you know?
That's right.
And it's really good to the fans.
That's right. I also have to say congrats to, of course, Cody Whitney, but Art. For them two guys riding tough at the Cheyenne Rodeo. So Artie did well at our event in place and ended up second, 1 point behind Cody Whitney for the finals yesterday. Congrats to both of those CBR guys for winning first and second two at the rodeos.
Yeah. That's right. Well, you know, and also, you know, in this industry, there's loss, and it affects every single one of them, whether you're a bull rider, a roper, you're always affected by it, you know. And this past weekend, as many of you know, we lost one of our own. And Brock Cresta was an amazing athlete, young athlete, who truly had a passion for rodeo and lost his life. And his girlfriend, Brittany Posey, found him. And it's just been very devastating. And, you know, talking about, you know, how close-knit the industry is, it's moments like this when you see it. And I have never seen so many amazing comments and emails that I've received on how they can help. And, you know, it's amazing how the community comes together in times of adversity. And even when you just need someone to give you that empowerment of feeling good about yourself, always call somebody in this industry and they can do that. And, you know, I've got to tell you, it's been amazing to see the love that is shared within this industry. And you know, Cicely, you've experienced a lot of these moments in your career, you know, being a part of bull riding and rodeo. You know, you're a rodeo gal. You've been a rodeo gal since you were wearing diapers.
Yeah. Well, and you know, that's the thing is, you know, I mean, you never know, you know, especially in the sport of the rodeo. I mean, not only with the guys, you know, basically, I mean, traveling nonstop during the middle of the night, you know, and you know, not to mention what they do in riding is a danger, you know. And, you know, I think, you know, sometimes that's, you know, why, you know, I try to, I mean, I'm so close to so many of the, you know, the guys and the people, you know, in the rodeo industry, and so is pretty much everybody kind of in the rodeo industry, you know, trying to explain to people who are not in the industry about, oh, well, I've got friends that live in Washington, or I've got friends that live in Idaho or Montana, and I'm in Texas, you know, that could be my best friends. It's kind of hard for them to grasp that. But, you know, as with any accident or death or any tragedy that happens in the rodeo world, you know, everybody tends to bond together and help each other out. And, you know, whether it be a death or injury or whatever it may be, I mean, that's just kind of how, you know, we all are. And, yeah, it is a tragedy. You know, I just, you know, can't even imagine, you know, having to deal with that, you know, and Brittany and all those guys and you know, just prayers to the family. And you know, that's one thing about it. You know, you always need to watch what you say, because you never, you know, you never may have tomorrow. So
that's right. You never know. You just never know. But, you know, many of them were talking. I mean, anytime you have something like this happen, you always remember what happened years and years ago. And the last cowboy that died at Cheyenne was, of course, Lane Frost. And you guys celebrated the 8 seconds and him this year there as well. But he was injured as an athlete, you know, in the arena. He was injured by a bull. And, you know, it's devastating. But it does bring back those memories, you know. And you often think about, you know, but the really weird thing was they were both 25 years old.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
But anyway, our hearts and prayers go out to the family.
To the
Christ,
exactly.
It's a difficult task for, you know, any family, but I want to let everyone know that they're in our prayers, and the services have been made for Brock. They're going to be held this Friday, August 3rd, at the Wells Fargo Center there in Santa Rosa, California. And the doors are going to open at 4, but you set to enter the main building. However, the celebration area, they are celebrating his life. Those doors will not open until 4:30. And I've had so many requests about flowers and stuff. I'll know tomorrow. They're trying to find a destination of where those flowers will be sent to, what area of the building. And so I'll be posting that tomorrow, and I'm sure Jenny Cresta, you know, will let us know more about that. But if anybody listening tonight has pictures that they have taken at an event that includes Brock, check out Cutting Up Radio website, the Celebration of Life Services for Brock, and get the information on there to send pictures too. They're really would appreciate if you have any photos and stuff as well. And then in lieu of the flowers, the family has asked that you make a donation in memory of Brock to the Justin Cowboy Crisis Fund. So, anyway, I wanted to mention that during our show tonight, quickly, but anyway, it's always hard to discuss those types of things, but
it is.
So on a lighter note, what is planned for the next, this weekend? We got lots of stuff going on this weekend, don't we? Oh, let me look here. I'm looking at the schedule.
This weekend, we don't actually have an event this weekend. Besides, of course, Fort Worth is going on every Friday and Saturday night at Cowtown Coliseum and Billy Bob's. And then we will have August the 9th, we will have Castle Rock, Colorado. August the 10th is Belvedere, Illinois. After that, we have an event in Clinton, Arkansas. And then we go, our first Cinch event for the 2013 season will be in Huron, South Dakota at the South Dakota State Fair, August the 28th and 29th, I believe, off the top of my head. I'm not sure, but I think. Okay, 29th and 30th. I was a day ahead. And that's during the South Dakota Fair, and it's a huge event, so much fun. We've got events almost every weekend. It's busy.
Yeah, exciting. You're going to be in Houston, Texas in September.
I'm actually going to Mitchell, South Dakota. I'm going to South Dakota twice in a month to do that event. And then we've got several events coming up, lots of events, Horizon events. Our format's going to be a little bit different for this coming year, and we will, I will fill everybody in on that, closer to time.
Very cool.
Yeah, so anyway.
Well, we know how important these Horizon series are, though, Cicely. We learned that this year, didn't we?
Yes, absolutely.
We learned about these Horizon series and how important they are. And, I mean, you'll see those world champions there, when they got to get a few more bucks ahead. We know how important that was to the athletes.
Absolutely. We've got Clayton Fulton returning back from injury. And he will he's actually entered in Castle Rock, Colorado on the 9th, and so as well as our new world champion, Josh Barentine. So, yeah, we've got some good guys lined up there.
Very cool.
Off and running again.
I know. It's so exciting. It's 2013 CBR. This first Horizon event starts the 2013 for the Horizon series as well.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yes. Everything starts back as of this week.
Very cool. Well, lots of great things happening in the CBR, and we'll be staying up to date. Want to invite all of our listeners to make sure that you check out the CBR website at cbrbull.com and also follow them on Facebook and on Twitter, along with our friend Cicely Cross. Make sure you check out Cowboy Crossroads on Facebook and check them out at cowboycrossroads.com. CB Art Online that would promote that, huh?
That's right. I'm working on all of it. Listen, there's only one of me, and I started back to my nurse practitioner job today. So.
Wow. See, I just know how you do it. I'm a mother of six, and you're like a mother of 60.
I don't know either.
And everything, it's amazing how you are so able. We're going to have to interview you. You one day.
Yeah,
we're going to really have to interview you. So,
it's pretty crazy.
Any news? Are we having
are still waiting. We had a great response out of our week-long Texas women giveaway, Brooke and Allie and I. And so we're just anxiously awaiting. They have 6 months to let us know. So by end of October, 1st of November, we should know if they haven't let us know before now. The good thing is we haven't gotten canceled yet, so that's a positive note. So
that is.
It's so crazy. Everywhere I go, even if I'm just running in a store somewhere with no makeup on and out of town, I don't even think about it, running in with just getting up out of bed and throwing a cap on and no makeup into a store looking like I just got out of bed, which I probably had. And people are like, oh, my gosh. You know,
I'm
oh,
calling a paparazzi.
Yeah, it's so funny because I'm the total opposite. I don't think of things like that. You know, I'm just a little down-to-earth country girl. And
wearing your little baggy sweatpants and your hair up and a bun and no makeup.
Yeah. So, anyway, but we love our fans, and thanks to everybody who helped us out with that. It was a huge response, and so if CMT did not know before last week, they definitely do now. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think that's awesome, and they really enjoy that, and it's good. I mean, you know, no matter what, I mean, I think I learned later in the season how my TiVo wasn't helping your rating. I'm glad you told us that because we had to catch TiVo and then not turning on all the TVs. But, you know, I really think that they should, you know, let people know because so many people are on the go nowadays that they just think TiVo is, you know, I set my TiVo from my cell phone nowadays, you know?
Right.
But if your TV's not on, then it's not helping the ratings. I really think they need to figure a way out to make that happen because, you know, it's crazy.
Right.
We need to go back to antennas.
Right.
I could save about $160 a month.
Or just put us on a better day than Saturday.
Yeah, exactly, you know.
When people are actually at home, yeah. So,
well, let me
tell
you, the new shows that are coming up on CMT, I'm not happy with them at all. But I love the Texas women and just, you know, the normal lifestyles. And Cicely, you need your own show because I think, you know, out of the whole concept season, we enjoyed you the most because you were downright always trying to mend things, always trying to keep peace. I mean, that's just what we're all about, you know?
Right. Well, I'm definitely a busy person.
Yeah, and, I mean, you're amazing.
But, you know, I have a great time doing what I do, and obviously I wouldn't do it unless I did. So, anyway, let's all hope that they give us another season, and then we can see more. So, we'll see.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Make sure, I also want to let all of our listeners know, to make sure that you go and like Josh's new fan page. It's the official, and we need to put that on there, official. Because there is another Josh Valentine page, but there is a new one that is official that the CBR started today, and make sure you go like it. And
that's right. We got.
Is there anything else we need to mention?
I think that's it. And next week I'll see. I may have Greg Talbert on, who is a stock contractor. He's actually helping put on the event in Castle Rock, Colorado coming up, and he was our Bull of the Year stock contractor. And was also third in our Million Dollar Bull Team event. So we may try to have him on next week and let everybody get to know him.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. Well, Cicely, as always, it's an honor to have you co-hosting each and every Monday here on CBR Mondays and look forward to having you next Monday. Same time, 9 p.m. Central Time right here on Cutting Up Radio.
Thank you, guys, and y'all have a great
week.
Cicely.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that'll wrap it up for this week's CBR Mondays. Make sure you check out the CBR by visiting their website at cbrbull.com. Also, cuttingupradio.com. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and also on Twitter. We appreciate each and every one of you, and thanks again for joining us right here on Cutting Up Radio. And please keep the families of Brock Cresta in your hearts and in your thoughts, as this week will be very difficult for them. Also, I want to mention there was another bull rider that was killed at an Allen County Fair rodeo yesterday, or Saturday, I believe, there in Kansas. He was 22-year-old Justin Jeffries. He died from an injury after being bucked off a 1,700-pound bull. The bull's hind hooves had hit him in the chest and abdomen. He did have a helmet, and he did have a vest on. However, it was very fatal. So I want to put the Jeffrey's family up as well in your thoughts and prayers this evening. The sport is, you know, a dangerous sport, and it's a way of life for many of us, isn't it? And we just want to make sure that the Lord wraps his arms around all these athletes out there traveling, and no matter where they are, competing and all, we just pray for their safety. But again, thanks for joining us here on Cutting Up Radio. We appreciate your time and joining us each and every Monday for CBR Monday. Have a great evening, y'all.
This is Jerry Nelson with Nutty Jerry's. Come visit us at Nutty Jerry's in Winnie, Texas, and look at us on nuttyjerrys.com. We're having fun on Cutting Up Radio.